Hard to touch the button on a radio ear, but I'll put it on in no peace. Not
a radio ear,
not a radio ear,
not a radio ear,
not a radio ear. We know the truth is just a lie, so don't you think I'm no big deal.
Well, the lawn I
hear, the lawn I hear, the lawn I hear, the
it's a radio ear,
it's a radio ear, hard to touch the button.
It's rainy on me.
It's rainy on me. Gallagher, you.
Take a no beat on.
Take a no beat on. You never know it. You tell me not so.
Gonna no beat it.
Gonna no beat it. On the radio.
It's rainy on me.
It's rainy on me. Hard to touch the deep. Gonna no beat on.
It's rainy on me.
It's rainy on me. Gallagher, you.
It's radio e.
It's radio e. California.
Take a no beat on.
Take a no beat on. You never know it. You tell me not so.
Got a no beat on.
Got a no beat on. On a radio e.
Oh, see you, did you like? Nigar, nikar, did that see you? Did you only heart? Like, eagerly, a lee. See you today, the lee gone? Cohig. Seen her in the ghost, she said, ask the heart. To like Kanega, Hale, to like the Noika, to like Yetley, you do the Lena, Moors. Shall they hit our door? Could the Hanoi, the Dana, hear you dig? A mic a day, they don't. Okay. On in there, Sir Husker, nikar, they don't. Again, no school. Nikar, no. You the lay you get, he got some nurse, dog, huh? No, no, you go on war soon, no. To the nurse, goose. That the Lenny has got, dog, huh? Then, all the day, dusty. On in there, Sir Husker, dog, huh? A day, yours. A day, the skin there, you get all lead. A day, the sent away. The horse, you get, sir, the high, dusty, no. Your heart sales on flea market, dundee, huh? Again, I go, huh? No, flea market. Chicken horse, on in there, get lead, a day. You send away. Then, excuse, that's going to come, dog, huh? On and on, you get the guy, you'll look a lost on. You least you did on dog car. Then, the guard, he said, that's go here. He said, the elite, huh? You go here, then, he said, that's don't we? Not get to see this head to death on there, under the gately, not that nothing to do lay. The guy save a meeting and then, so near, saw what to near, Canigada, tall, he is Suda, Canigada, Suda, go squog, saw what, under the gillers, don't they? To you, to God look, so near, saw what to near. Nuck, he is nuck, don't. And it's a legately, delicate, oot, not on air. So near saw what's an air. Nuck, he is don't. He's gig yearly. Hello, my name is Dennis Sixkiller. Thank you once again for joining me today to listen to the tricky voices and tricky sounds that's being brought to by Tricky Nation. Well, what are you up to nowadays? You going to the creek, fishing, hunting poke greens, going to yard sales? Flea markets, I was saying tricky, well, the first time I saw that sign flea market, I said, man, what are they doing, selling fleas? No, it's kidding. It's that time of year, isn't it? Everything under the sun is going on, festivals and so forth. But anyway, all that stuff is going on now, isn't it? But before I say too much more, let me give you numbers to Tricky Nation once again. First, as always, toll free nationwide, 1-800-256-0671. My direct number is 918-453-5433, and the number to your tribal headquarters here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma is 918-453-5000. On today's program, our turkey speaker once again will be Andrew Davis of Clouds Creek, Oklahoma, and of course going to some more good turkey songs, and I'll tell Turkey Nation news, and I'll teach five more turkey words, and we're going to hear another turkey story, so please stay tuned. Corgan's here. So la comunis que ha God get there to the word lo gelo eh he get says he loves him to the doctor can agree to what do to the to the and go he go no to la gately the gnos of to the to the lawn ali his giga the gne to the gde yon and he's a login and he no head heads guess the to the and he says la we lo sign And I hear the first two songs of the program, sung by a Cherokee Baptist adult choir. First song is Jesus My All. Second song is There Is a Fountain. Nona Nizlak Dinawos Tuntan Talega Tuninagiti Tadasti Agai Nesana Huwed Tosin Aguilosa Tizogesest Talinena Ganugoga Aniskana Unadawos Di Tizogeseste.
God is gonna go, God is gonna go.
Now, once again, here is Andrew Davis, a cousin of mine of Clouds Creek, Oklahoma, to continue talking about some things that he remembered growing up. And he and I had a very good visit, as I mentioned in previous programs. And we had a lot of things in common. Grew up together, visiting one another, going to the same church when he was growing up. And we just talked about a lot of things. So here is Andrew Davis, once again, of Clouds Creek, Oklahoma, talking about things that he remembered growing up. If you'll notice in our interview, you can hear the birds singing in the background because he and I were sitting outside on his porch. But it was a good day, just sitting outside, just talking and reminiscing and so forth. So now here is Andrew Davis of Clouds Creek, Oklahoma. Nona, God get this to the wood. We love the law, eh? Talina was Dutlinella. Ali says, can I let's get to Lenhand Goose? On the disc to Tessa. To Lenhand Goose. Or we know how to learn. Oh, it's getting these tired on. Go here, go against the head, guess. Dodie is logging off. Tea, starting on Gieske. And now, when I said, Dodie, are your dartler, huh? Dogging off, lost at Loyeske. And yes, the tea is starting to take all the dig. Do you what do? Oh, it's getting. Now you eat to these tired on. No, tea to dart, Dahilisa. Can I let's get to the goose, not the disc to Tessa. God get there to do it. We love you, long, eh?
I know, what's your date in the morning? Did you know, Sandy, you have someone? You need to go, that's not crazy. I keep some, the car do it to nail it. No, the dog, she can not see a dog, that's a dog. No, soccer, doggy, litter. She's also going to have to get a doggy, you know, soccer. And there's a dinner, the guy's dead in there.
Then kan man det hon nå. Wishen igen, det kan nåle en kedle. Cheese igen nåle. Ja. Stig an det det har hon. Gå in nå.
Har det där nåle. Wishen. Det är det ju igen nå. Det var då han har organiserat. Det var något till nå. Har det väl.
Kan det se på kan nå.
Ja, okej. Nu har ni lagar mig ner dit någon dålig minskning och kyl. Börsen där, så vi slår dagarna ner till en eller åker in hit igen. Då är det därifrån. Det är grejen, det är nedan där, där är ju saul. Det är ju inte något där, det är ju gär igen. Någon dag är det nästa tid så åker det sådana. Ja, då är det en börs. Det är min nöta, lats det är ju en eller en dörs igen.
Så då vägna hjärnan där?
Ja.
Marvin. No, Marvin Corn Shucker.
Oh yeah, Marvin Corn Shucker.
Me and him. Oh, and all it again.
Oh, man, I see that. Do you say?
Yeah. So the wags are then they are some odd again.
Okay.
Yeah. No. What do they call them? Det kan nöta sig av honom, hur det är. Röd. Det var vårt land,
huh?
Okej. Jag vet inte hur du säger det i Turkey. Weaving machine.
Oh ja, det
görs det där, ja. Det görs, ja. Och hur var det då? Det var okej. Och hur var det till Lloyd då? Det är det. Och jag gått till, huh?
Det var det,
goj. Det var vårt land. Nå en portion er sådan noget skønt det jæsle, så han er jo godt nede her. Og så jeg også er her. What happened over there? Det er så meget jeg har til sådan. Det er kendt igen, så hvad de kalder en church, så det er lagt tid igen.
Det går det her sådan her.
Okay. You know what? through Natsana. Mm-hmm. And we went, well, the earlier days, I had told you a lot, you know, Ots docked here. Mm-hmm. And that pastor there, I remember Jigalili. Mm-hmm. And quarter meetings, they bring in some preachers, you know. And mm-hmm. I can't think that old man's name used to come over there. Mm-hmm. He was a sap.
Oh, you?
Sap.
Thank gosh, here you get him.
So you had the highway, I said, yeah, gosh. Yeah. Huh, yeah. Then down that's like a lady again.
Oh,
goodness. Clark, gonna do, you know? Go here, young lady, call you gone. Can I go see, huh? Good, you walk here, go here, you don't taste it all. Go
here, you want that?
Yeah. And, yeah. You know, John, they don't want to go. Mm-hmm. Play around. Shalui. So that's kid on. You go here, then. You kids are here, Talouis. But that wide. And, yeah, tens are, you want about like that. And I put a Prince Albert can bend it over. I push it at all the time. Yeah. This, you have to. Oh, I think that's something to the nest, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't have nothing modern then, back then. The ones he's a dozen of them, huh? Them, what do you call grandkids?
The
Elise. The Elise and, mm-hmm. and these wedges, didn't you? The ones he's a dozen of Andrea, huh? Not the deal. Good, a lot of stuff. She go a little way down to get her. Who's saying, oh, where? Oh, to deal what Elise taught her and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just.
Yeah.
Huh? Dawn.
Dawn,
Bubby. I think Darian, Andrea, and Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's. You know, not so. What's the taste to know? Carrie Wedge. Marcus, how many are there? He's about 25 now.
And now here are two more songs. These songs were sung by a Cherokee National Youth Choir from a few years ago, from their CD, For Our Future. First song is City of Gold. Second song is Go Rest High. No, Kiladin Testinos, Talakdinogis, Talagetlanil. Tini no gid, na CD di no lana, you walk to this to do the odd, and not with I gig at the canogidi. A guy on your easy looking to dog, it says, Tallin and not, had to wear so less tanuga or dollar to dog, it says.
Thank you. yo sed it sali ni do la ni hi ja sa I jan ta ne hi sta la ishka I he seda la hi yo ligi ni ge sana I gi aga Hajo weso lasta nuga o dala Dija la wishtane di Oswa daye lohi Unetla nahi Wiga hi la kwoda Agaya lige sana tijani sana ya guaduli digigo watari nini kana wadi do dehi nogi hajo waso lasta
That's time for Cherokee Nation News. First of all, the All Cherokee Singing for next month, for the month of June, it will be at the Emmanuel Baptist Church in Claremore, Oklahoma. The singing starts at 7 p.m., ends at 9, 2 hours of good Cherokee singing. If you've never been to an All Cherokee Singing, if you live in the Claremore area, I know you will enjoy it. Please go if you can, because I know you'll hear some good Cherokee songs there. Again, that's June 7th at the Emmanuel Baptist Church in Claremore, Oklahoma. Again, 7 p.m. If you can, please go join them. And if you sing Cherokee songs, they'll be glad to allow you to sing your songs. And secondly, the Tradition Native Games is going strong. And this is for next month also, the latter part of June, June 29th. It's going to be at the Gooey Health Center in Oshaleda. You have plenty of time to practice pitching your horseshoes or get out your blowgun, practice that, or your marbles, or your hatchet throwing. All these things be going on June 29th. And the top three winners will get a t-shirt and qualify for the championship games in Tahlequah during our Cherokee Nation holiday, Labor Day weekend. So if you can, go join them, or if you want to go watch, it's going to be at the Gooey Health Center in Oshaleda on June 29th. And for more information regarding the Traditional Native Games, you may call Bailey Wright at 918-822-2427, or you can write her an email, and it's spelled B-A-Y-L-Y-W-R-I-G-H-T That is baileywright@cherokee.org. Tilagiehli, the Gnota Stati log, the Gay Gesa, Nantilagi Hansdown Hogisco, he is so correct to go with the Hilly Kalai, Galamo, Emmanuel, do not deny what you are. Nen dain hagis geist til aige ha, sånn kalesti. Galt kogin ege sest. Galt kogin anleinis kom össe dil, sånn nele go hid, ta dyrk lor vart gwinna de go hid, to vart du tids lagt de kan ogi det her tida ast. Inna, galema na hei hik, anskut delik hallara hei hik, yde do, to vart du tids lagt de kan ogi det her tida ag. Tids lagin de kan ogi til nogi skik, yge da skorta ast, tids nogi stein. Lige så kan jeg kysse dig her, så der er dig nogle gæske, kan jeg må høre dig alene. Emmanuel, du er dog din navårs til næste, men når jeg sæst, godt kog, hvis jeg er del, så nælde går hede. Talene, det kan også gæse, når du lærer hans kysse, så når går de gæske, så det er tæt i dag, hende skal så kalles, så skal så nælde en gæse, hende når gæske, tog jeg det er hjertelig, men når den der går den ned. Du lærer hans kyst, og når går det skal. Du kvæst din disk, og når sælge ud dine jorde, så var du en lov til at du en dag, det gør dig også, når du stedt skal lyst til en dag, du lærer hans kyst, og når går det skal. Hed nå, så kan læst, tak for sådan en lille gæse efter. Skvise, det kan nå have tænne godt gæse, de sæst og dagerne der, hvor kan her tætte, gå høst, instituttet til hoste i gårde, he go wahli. And now he wasan o her y duly, go hoost, go he out tatig, he go wahli. Bailey Wright, do thou it, ye who will know it. And he says the so nea, sagwa chanea, chanela, tali, 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 naki, tali, got wogi, aktohut askungo di hida, bailey-wright@cherokee.org. And now you who you are lost. Now that's an ohist. Used to do it to the Holy Spirit. These next two songs were sung at the New Hope Baptist Church from a few years ago. First song is Heavenly Home, led by Jackie Kingfisher. Second song is Guide Me Jehovah, led by Albert Robbins. No, no, talia de knogit do tadaste. Hino deu tug, in nawos in laste, tu nogit geseste. The guy, who was the hardy guanessa, tu dog geses, hino zeg salot geha. Ulenat gesesti. Talineno squatani seti hawa to dog gesest. Alba Robbins again. Ulenat geses gesai.
I do, 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 I do,
Now it's time for Turkey words. As you're getting ready, I'll go to Turkey vowels. We have six vowels in our language. We have the A, E, I, O, U, and V. And here are their sounds. A, E, I, O, U, E. I'll say the English word once and spell it in the English phonetics twice. Word number one for today is generally. And it's spelled like this. N-I-G-A-V-Q-U-U. Again, word number one is the word generally. It's spelled like this phonetically. N-I-G-A-V-Q-U-U. Word number two is the word generation. And it's spelled like this. U-N-A-H-N-E-L-O-T-A-N-V. Again, word number two is the word generation. And it's spelled like this. U-N-A-H-N-E-L-O-T-A-N-V. Word number three is the word generous. And it's spelled like this. N-U-G-E. Y-U-H-N-A-V-N-A. Again, number three, the word generous. It's spelled like this. N-U-G-E-Y-U. H-N-A-V-N-A. Word number four is the word Genesis. And this is a two-part word. First part is spelled like this. M-O-S-I. The second part is spelled like this. U-W-O-H-W-E-L-A-N-V-H-I. Again, one of four, the word Genesis. A two-part word, first part is spelled like this. M-O-S-I. Second part, U-W-O-H-W-E-L-A-N-V-H-I. Word number five is the word genius. And it's spelled like this. A-S-I-N-A-S-A-N-I. Once again, word number five is the word genius. It's spelled like this phonetically. A S-I-N-A-S-A-N-I. And now I'll pronounce these words. Word number one, the word generally is pronounced like this. ni ga e gu ni ga e gu ni ga e gu. Number two is generation. It's pronounced like this. In this word, the O with the L will be silent. You pronounce like this. And you can pronounce the L sound with the H and E like this. Ooh, na, nel, ta, na. Ooh, na, nel, ta, na. Ooh, na, nel, ta, na. Number three, the word generous. It's pronounced like this. Nu, ge, you, na, na. Nu, ge, you, na, na. Nu, ge, you, na, na. Number four, Genesis, a two-part word. First part is pronounced like this, mo si. Second part, u wo hui la na hi. Together, mo si u wo hui la na hi. Mo si u wo hui la na hi. Number five is the word genius. And it's pronounced like this. Ah, si, na, sa, ni. Ah, si, na, sa, ni. Ah, si, na, sa, ni. I'll pronounce it one more time. Number one is the word generally. Generally. Ni ga ugwe. Number two, generation. Una neltana. Una neltana. Number three, generous. Ni ge you na ana. Number four, Genesis, Morsi uwo huelana hi. Number five, genius, asina asane. Now these words might be a little tricky, but I know with a little practice, you can do it. As I always say, I believe in you, so please believe in yourself, okay? Say, I can do it, and you can. And practice all you can until next week. And now here are two more songs. These songs were sung by Wayne Seven Star. First song will be I Will Tell What God Has Done For Me. Second song is Introduction of Public Worship. No, no, do da si, do da wad. Tanaga do no gi di ta da si. Agai, anio I di luki, do da ge se est. Talina no, yi ha wa to go yu hi, do da ge se est.
Oh, You know, among the Cherokees and probably most other tribes, the stories usually have some kind of moral or lesson to them. And then there's a how and why stories. And I kind of figured this is probably a why or how. I don't think there's any moral or lesson in this story, but it was fun to listen to Grandma. So this one is entitled, well, I call it, Rabbit and Possum Look for Wives. Rabbit and Possum, they were like best friends. They grew up together. From the time that they were little bitty babies, they grew up playing together. They'd stay over at one another's house and everything else, sleep over, and they'd play out in the woods all the time. And Rabbit, he found out at an early age that he liked to play tricks on people, on anybody. And Opossum, on the other hand, he liked everybody. He was always trying to be helpful, wanting to help. And that's the way they grew up. But just like you, just like me, just like everybody in this world, Rabbit and Possum, they kept getting older and older and older and older until they were really, really old. Well, Rabbit and Possum, you know, like I said, they were friends. They were best buds, you know. And so, you know, as they grew older, you know, while they were growing up, Rabbit kept getting smarter because he'd always get into fixes and everything. You know, among Cherokee stories, Rabbit is always a trickster. He's always getting into trouble. And so that's how he grew up. So by the time he was really old, he was really, really smart. On the other hand, Possum, while he was growing up, and like I said, you know, he's always wanting to be helpful and everything else, so he started learning medicine. And when a Cherokee man, an Indian man, learns medicine, they call him a medicine man. If a woman learns medicine, an Indian woman learns medicine, they call her a medicine woman. And since Possum learned medicine, the other, you know, animals, they always called him Medicine Possum. They got really, really old. Now, out by where they lived, there was this big old shade tree, and they'd sit under there every day. And every once in a while, they'd go to sleep, you know, while they were watching others going in and out of the village. Well, this one day, while they were sitting under the tree, dozing in the summer sun, Rabbit jumped up, looked down at Possum, and said, "Possum, you know, I was thinking, I was barely able to get out of bed this morning." And Opossum looked at him and said, "Yeah, I know what you mean. I was barely able to cook my breakfast." Well, the Rabbit said, "Possum, you know, I was thinking, maybe it's time we got married." And Opossum said, "Huh?" And old Rabbit said, "Not to each other. We need to find us some wives." And so Possum thought that was a really great idea. And so they went into the village where they lived, and they started asking everybody they saw, "Will you marry me? Will you marry me? Will you marry me? Will you marry me?" But everybody they asked said no. Like one said, "You know, don't be silly. You're a possum and I'm a squirrel. That's not going to work." Another one said, you're stupid. You're a rabbit and I'm a bear. You know, just go away." And so they couldn't find any wives there in their hometown. And so they went back outside, you know, sat under the tree. You know, Possum, he was kind of, you know, a crybaby type. And he was sitting under there saying, "Nobody likes us. We're never going to find any wives." And remember, old Rabbit, he's, you know, always thinking he's smart. And so after a little bit, he jumped up and said, "Possum, you know, I was thinking, maybe if we go to the next town, maybe we'll find us some wives there." And so Possum, that was a really great idea. And so they got out on the road, and they started heading to the next town, and there were cars going up and down that road, and they were dodging. And old Rabbit, you know, he's quick, so he wouldn't get hit. But old Possum, he's kind of slow, so, you know, car was coming at him, and he couldn't move fast enough, and he got hit and got splattered out. But remember, He's a medicine possum. So he fixed himself up, and they took off again. Well, they got halfway to the next town, and old rabbit took off running. Left old possum just barely going. Well, rabbit, he got to the next town in no time at all, and he got all of the animals together, and he jumped up on this big old rock, and he said, "I have a message from the chief. The chief said that he wants everybody in this town to get married right now." Oh, how did everybody start grabbing each other and taking off and getting married? It didn't matter what they were. A squirrel grabbed a duck and took off and got married. A coyote grabbed an eagle and took off and got married. Even a dog grabbed a cat and took off and got married. That one didn't last long, though, because you know, they were always fighting, you know. But even old rabbit, he found himself a cute little bunny and got married. Well, here comes Possum, finally made it to the village. And he started asking everybody, "Will you marry me? Will you marry me?" But everybody he asked said no. Why? Because they were already married. Well, he couldn't find no wife there in that village, so he found himself a big old shade tree outside of town. He was sitting under there, going, "Nobody likes me. Even Rabbit found himself a wife, but nobody likes me." Well, old Rabbit heard, you know, Possum crying. He kind of felt sorry that he had played this mean trick on him. And so he went out there and sat next to old Possum, and after a little bit, he jumped up and said, "Possum, you know, I was thinking, maybe if we go to the next town, maybe we'll find you a wife there." And Possum thought that was a really, really great idea. So they got out on the road again, and again they were dodging cars and everything else. Possum still slow, and he got hit and got splattered out again. But again, he fixed himself up, and they took off. Well, they got halfway to the next town, and Rabbit took off running. Left old Possum just barely going. Now, Rabbit, when he got to the next town, he got all the animals together again. He jumped up on this big old stump, and he said, "I have a message from the chief. The chief said that this is one of the laziest towns he's ever seen, and he wants everybody to start fighting right now." And boy, howdy, everybody took to fighting right then and there. It didn't matter what was going on. You know, two of them ganged up on one and three on one and just you know, throwing sticks and stones and everything. And even some of them knew that stuff, you know. And it was awful. Everybody in town fighting. You know, Rabbit, he didn't want to get beat up, so he ran out of there real quick. Now, here comes Possum. Finally made it to the village. Well, when he got there, he saw these animals rolling around in the dirt, and he thought to himself, "Oh boy, I'll be able to find me a wife here. There's a party going on here." And so he went up to the first animals, and he said, "Well, you might..." But before he could finish, somebody yelled out, "Look, there's Possum! Get him!" And everybody jumped on Possum and just started whooping the tar out of him. Everybody taking turns kicking him and hitting him and everything else, biting and scratching. And old Possum didn't know what was going on. He was just laying on the ground going, After a while, he thought to himself, "Man, I gotta think of something or they're gonna kill me." After a while, he got real still. And when somebody would hit him, he'd just roll over. When somebody else would kick him, he'd just roll over. Finally, somebody noticed that he wasn't making any noise or moving around anymore. And they said, "We killed him. Oh, no, we killed the medicine possum." And everybody started crying. And right when they were crying the hardest, old Possum jumped up and ran out of that village and never went back again. And there's a trick that we learned from Possum that day. And that is playing possum or playing dead. But you know what? Grandma said that Possum never did find himself a wife. He's still looking to this very day. You know how you can tell that he's still looking for a wife? When you're going down the road somewhere, You see him splattered out on the road. He's headed for the next town to find himself a wife. At least that's what Grandma said.
Well, that's it for the program. And thank you so much for tuning in today to listen to Cherokee Voices and Cherokee Sounds that's being brought by Cherokee Nation. My name is Dennis Sixkiller. And call me sometimes and tell me what's going on with you and hope everything's all right. Now that it's warming up, you're able to get out, or hope you're able to get out and enjoy life. Springtime, going towards summer. Grass is green, flowers are blooming, birds are singing. Well, birds sing all the time, don't they? But listen, it's getting so warm out there, it's nice to be alive. You know what? It really is. I really appreciate this time of year, and I sure appreciate all of you for joining me today. And call me sometimes. I'll give you a number here in just a moment. Tell me what you're doing nowadays and call me sometimes and let me know. And also what you think about the program, or if you heard something here on the radio you want to hear again, call me and let me know. If you or know someone that's a Cherokee speaker and wants to talk on the radio, please let me know that too. Here are the numbers. First one's always toll free nationwide, 1-800-256-0671. And my direct number is 918-453-5433. And the number to your tribal headquarters here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma is 918-453-5000. No one's asking what they need. It's like, these are legal. What's going to say? The God did you? You said, I'm going to say, it's a deity. It's going to tell the elect. Oh, here you go. Now you said, I'm going to say, 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 I'm going He go gay, go deal, see that. You go on out in Gusty. See, no, see? Doggy go on at all, car. Send out to Gusty. Go you, okay? Go new, I gosk. You let's go out to know your listener. The gosk, a ganula. Ah, this. Send us all, she's on earth, no, to gosk, ganula. You list your test, dog car. That's what you still have, nigger, was the ganula, I gosk, no. A gosk, no, you got this. Kilo go hin on a task on the girls to the car. No, you hinna, your doll tea store car. You're going to go skunnick. You know, standing on your other high. Then, you're scared, huh? Scoon gone, gay ghost to get a sign. Then you're the disaster on scarcely. Skin our test is the least guy. Can only set us to like you won't eat. It's a duly to one eat your hand. This can all say, and now that you're gone, they'll lose again. At that. I said, no, this is not see you good. I let the liquor dead off, see the duly, and you need warning, did they got in? Or can I sue the hun? To like how you know, this duly in. And this is the guy, say what I'm yelling and then, Sago, Nelich, Tall, his Suzo, Knigida, Suzo, Skog, Sago, and the Gilas Tati, so near Sago to near, Nurk, his Nurk, Ton, and it's like yelling, the liquor. So now, Sago Tanea, Nug, his tongue. His gig early. The god, you did it like, dig a dagger, you said, you took a noiga, said, dig a licky, send out to us, giant. What don't?